Listen, I wouldn't want to be running from Jack Smith. That guy knows how to lawyer. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Here on the Civic Media Radio Network, I'm joined this hour by my very special Thursday co-host, Tom Paulswitz, a two-time congressional candidate in Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. I mentioned Jack Smith because he dropped an absolute bomb yesterday in the criminal case proceeding in district court in D.C. against Donald Trump. It is a comprehensive recitation of facts. All of these facts, obviously supported by either direct evidence, documentary evidence, or direct testimony, because he can't allege the facts unless he can prove them. And most of this stuff is readily provable. Tom, before the break, we were just getting into some of your thoughts. Before I give a couple of my takes to get your reactions, any further comments you wanted to make on those 165 pages? And I thought the fact that you highlighted was really important at a couple of these rallies where he was spreading disinformation. He's not standing at a podium with the presidential seal on it. He's not walking out to the presidential hail to the chief. It was just a plain old podium with Trump Pence on it, and he was walking out to other music. In other words, these weren't presidential or official acts. These were private acts.
Yes, and I think the most telling thing that came from the new indictment is that Donald Trump followed through on what he told us he was going to do.
Yep.
He basically said in the beginning that, you know, in that summer of the election, he said, I will wait to see what happens to determine if it was a free and fair election.
Yeah,
and even though it was a free and fair election, he decided that he was going to do everything in his power to still sit in that seat come January 21st in the inaugural. So, and I think it came down, and to me, the stark reality of this, it came down to one person, and that one person was Mike Pence, and that's why Mike Pence wasn't at the debate the other night, because Mike Pence wouldn't do Donald Trump's bidding.
Yes. A couple of observations in no particular order. The first is I've heard some on the right wing commentary like raising all holy hell about I've got my presidential countdown clock up all the time. We're 32 days, 10 hours and 22 minutes away from the presidential election. Right. They're saying, "Oh, foul, it's too close to the election." Dear right wing commentary, it's 30 days out from the election and Jack Smith is presenting this because your guy made it that way. He
yes.
wanted to be declared king. He got his wish. This is the process. And he needs to be treated like every other defendant in the country. And frankly, part of the speedy trial requirement is as much to benefit and protect the rights of defendants as it is to ensure the public's right to have people brought to trial quickly so that we can see the evidence presented against them. I've said all along, if I were in Donald Trump's shoes and truly believed in my innocence and that the evidence would prove it, I would have gone to trial ASAP after these things were filed. So that's observation one. The timing objection is garbage. The second one is Donald Trump is getting an incredible advantage here. It is highly unusual that a prosecutor would effectively lay out their entire case in chief before the case. And that now defendants are entitled to see all evidence that may be introduced against them at trial, but not effectively the theory, the story of the case, who they may use, who a prosecutor may use to try to prove certain evidentiary points that are necessary predicates to the criminal charges. This is unusual. So Donald Trump gets this massive advantage from being, in effect, able to read these 165 pages like all of us have, which is a blueprint of the case. And by the way, we will put the link to the Jack Smith filing in today's show notes so you can go there and read it yourself. I think it's worthy of every citizen's time to take a read on this document. You can find that at civicmedia.us. But consider this, and I'm going to talk about a couple of the facts that popped out to me. There is an incredible volume of facts and related legal inferences that we will never likely see, because the Supreme Court acted to shield Donald Trump when it declared presidents kings as to a certain set of actions. So this is not the entirety of the evidence. There is likely so much more. Specifically, the notes that Don McGahn, the former White House counsel, took in countless meetings where McGahn was trying to dissuade the president and his campaign from engaging in these blatant falsehoods. So there, Donald Trump has gotten an advantage, advantages that no other defendants have in literally the history of our criminal justice system. So I wanted to make note of that.
And Maggie, I'll just jump in ahead, to make sure people understand that is an incredibly important point you just made, that this is the tip of the iceberg, but also by releasing all this information, it just shows you that Jack Smith is absolutely certain that this is a winning case, because he's just exactly what you said. He's given the entire playbook for the trial right over to the defendant and said, all right, go ahead, prove me wrong.
Yeah, beat me in court.
Yes.
Folks, that's the voice of Tom Paulswitz, my very favorite special co-host on Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. So those were my first two observations. The third is, it is a clinic in what good legal writing should be, which is basic and straightforward. There is one paragraph of introduction. Then there is a section that goes through the relevant facts. There is a section that that explains the law. The third section then applies the law to those facts. And then fourthly, and finally, Jack Smith asks the court for certain relief or to take certain actions. It is extremely straightforward. There is little to zero. I was trying to find editorializing, coloring of conduct, sort of filling in the blanks. There is none. Now, yes, does it present a damning portrait of Donald Trump as a clear criminal who tried to overthrow our Republican democracy? Yes. But it does so by relying on evidence. And for those of you who may be listening that are conservative or inclined to believe Donald Trump, and we'll get to more of this with respect to the vice presidential debate, please read this document and understand the difference between baloney, filler, and editorial, and when a prosecutor or someone running for office can simply rely on the facts. And you cannot retort that by saying, oh, they're just making that up, or oh, that's just how they're interpreting it. No, it is the facts, direct testimony and documentary evidence, meaning text messages, the president's tweets, etc., that make the case. And I want us all to understand that this is how it's supposed to be.
Yes. And Maggie, I'm going to jump in with one more observation. Please. I also think that the result of this 165-page document is it makes it much harder, even if Donald Trump wins, to brush it under the rug.
Yes.
Because it is so solid. It is so clear that it will be hard to get someone internally from the government to say, we're no longer going to do this because the evidence speaks for itself.
Absolutely. And I think, in a way, tactically, by doing this in this very direct way, Jack Smith is also saying, I dare you.
Yes.
Meet me in court. Let's actually try this case, you chicken. Stop going to your bought and paid for justices in the corrupt Supreme Court. Meet me in a court of law. Let's actually argue about evidence because I will beat you. I agree with your take on that 100%, Tom. Now, there were a couple of facts, and I haven't gotten through the whole thing because I like to read slow. I like to get all of it in. But a couple of facts that I wanted to point out. And folks, if you have reactions, thoughts, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Here are a couple of these. They make it very clear, this is basically pages 5 through 7, that Donald Trump was told by every meaningful high-level campaign advisor this was going to be a nail-biter, that he was going to look like he was winning, and that the absentee ballots would start to get counted, and then the vote counts would swing. Why? Because they had talked down mail-in ballots. And so it was expected, and it certainly was proven to be, that more Biden supporters used mail-in voting because we were in the midst of a freaking pandemic that was ended up killing over a million Americans. So he knew that. He was advised of that. And at that time, which was in like late August, early September, he said, we're not worried about that. We're just going to declare victory. And he repeated this over and over and over again. And it is further evidenced because some of his top surrogates in his campaign, in closed door meetings with Republicans in certain states, repeated this. We're just going to claim victory as before all the votes are counted, and we're going to keep doing that. So they already had the plot, the conspiracy to lie. I think that's made very clear. As soon as those votes started to come in and the outcome was clear, his key top-level campaign staff told him, you've lost. They conceded their court case in Arizona. He had to win Arizona to win. This was on November freaking 14th, right? Like, yes. Within the month, everybody told him, you've lost. They conceded the case in Arizona. He knew he had lost. And yet, right? Yes. And yet, they just went out there and kept lying, one, and two, he fired all of those people. On November 14th, Donald Trump cleared house and he tweeted about it. Again, yeah. Jack Smith doesn't have to make it up. He tweeted, he fired all these people who told him he lost. And he started to buy into the Kraken Lady and Rudy Giuliani, I'll stand outside the Four Seasons with my dripping Grecian formula. These people that had no evidence and frankly no business making these arguments because they were completely out of their depth. And oh, by the way, those were all privately hired attorneys, not any of his lawyers that he received counsel from as president. So he fired the people that told him he lost. He knew he had lost. And it goes from there. A really interesting section. Again, if you're conservatives listening, maybe just read pages 12 to 14. Because what's on pages 12 to 14 is a quick bullet-pointed recounting of all of the times that Mike Pence talked to Donald Trump and told him he lost. And it's not just Mike Pence's testimony, which we would be guaranteed to see at trial. Mike Pence took notes on these meetings, and they are summarized at pages 12 to 14. Mike Pence, no friend to progressives. Right? Like, Mike Pence knew that this guy was up to no good, and he took notes. Again, summarized at pages 12 to 14. Pages 14 to 15, he was overheard on a campaign airplane talking to his kids saying, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, you just have to keep fighting. Meaning it doesn't matter what the outcome is. It's all the same stuff over and over. Another small fact that I thought incredibly persuasive. Wherever they were challenging count numbers or claiming that people who weren't entitled to vote or dead people were voting, whatever it was, they made the numbers changed every day. And Jack Smith summarizes all the different numbers that they floated out there. When you're making up the numbers and they have a swing from 32,000 to over 250,000 dead people voting in Georgia, that tells you that they don't have any evidence, that it was all made up garbage. And if that wasn't enough, when questioned by state officials in Arizona and Georgia, they admitted on the phone, we don't have any evidence. That goes through pages 22 to 2030, to page 30. And I'll just quote this last one. When pressed by Georgia officials about that videotape of the counting, the Secretary of State said it doesn't show that there were any irregularities. Watch the whole tape. And Donald Trump basically said, I don't want to watch the whole tape. I've got, quote, better tape. Yeah. When we come back, we are going to dig into the vice presidential debate with my special co-host, Tom Paulsiewicz. We're going to give you these fact check websites. They're amazing. And we're going to fact check the VP debate. Because listen, it ain't equivalent lies. It just ain't.